Trump trolls Democrats with White House timeline showing scandals of Biden, Clinton, Obama. By Olivia Rondo on October 23, 2025. The Trump administration has launched an official major events timeline of the White House in response to the Democrats' moaning about the president's ballroom construction, including scandals like former President Bill Clinton's affair and Hunter Biden's drug use. The timeline, featured on the White House's website, begins with the design of the original building, the rebuilding process after it was burned by British forces during the War of 1812, and the additions of the West Wing, Oval Office, Rose Garden, and more. As one scrolls onto the 1990s, a photo of Clinton and former White House intern Monica Lewinsky pops up with the caption, "President Bill Clinton's affair with intern Monica Lewinsky was exposed, leading to White House perjury investigations. The Oval Office trysts fueled impeachment for obstruction." For 2012, the timeline shows then-President Barack Obama meeting with members of the extremist Muslim Brotherhood group. Obama hosts members of the Muslim Brotherhood, a group that promotes Islamist extremism and has ties to Hamas, the caption states. The Muslim Brotherhood is a designated terrorist organization by nearly a dozen nations. With a photo of Hunter Biden smoking a cigarette in a bathtub, the White House marked 2023 as the year that a U.S. Secret Service agent discovered a bag of cocaine in the West Wing entrance lobby. Speculation has pointed to Hunter Biden, an admitted drug user, the caption states. Additional evidence includes a laptop, seized in 2019, which contains photos of frequent drug use alongside emails about foreign business dealings, Ukraine, China, involving his father, Joe, while he was vice president. Also in 2023, a transgender activist invited by the Biden White House to participate in an LGBTQ+ pride event put on a sexual display by pulling off his shirt to reveal his fake breasts. The Biden/Harris administration hosts transsexuals at the White House in 2023 and goes on to establish the Transgender Day of Visibility on the same day as Easter Sunday in 2024. The Trump White House wrote along with a picture from the controversial pride event. The updates to the White House website were made following objections to Trump's privately funded plan for a ballroom to be added to the building. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton wrote on X that Trump is destroying the White House, while Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, posted a picture of ongoing construction, writing, "This is Trump's presidency in a single photo, illegal, destructive, and not helping you." White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt pushed back on the complaints from Democrats during a Tuesday appearance on Fox News's Jesse Waters primetime, arguing that nearly every single president who's lived in this beautiful White House behind me has made modernizations and renovations of their own. In fact, presidents for decades, in modern times, have joked about how they wish they had a larger event space here at the White House, something that could hold hundreds more people than the current East Roman State Dining Room, she continued. President Obama even complained that, during his tenure, he had to hold a state dinner on the South Lawn and rent a very expensive tent, Leavitt noted. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.